A former Australian detective has ridiculed the National Party's zero-tolerance approach to gangs, saying the strategy has been a disaster across the ditch. The opposition is pitching a police unit based on New South Wales's Strike Force Raptor team. But a former Australian cop and now academic says it has actually driven the gangs underground there. Here's our deputy political editor, Craig McCulloch.
The name guaranteed it would hit the headlines. Strike Force Raptor, an opposition proposal borrowed from abroad. An elite police squad modelled on one like it in New South Wales, designed to punish gang members through all legal avenues, coming after them for any infraction, from parking fine to punch-up.
It has been hugely successful. It's been devastatingly effective.
But on RNZ this morning, Simon Bridges struggled to point to hard evidence backing that up.
We are at this moment, in fact, talking to the government in New South Wales to compile the data.
The data has not yet been forthcoming. RNZ has also had difficulty tracking down the stats. Requests to the New South Wales Police were at first rebuffed and then not answered.
We will put out some data in the next little while to make clear the case. But what is also true is if you just Google Strike Force Raptor units and you look at the stories and the commentary,
you'll see, he says, it's been a success. It's true that a Google search does bring up some effusive accounts, like this Nine News report, which Mr. Bridges has shared on Twitter.
Strike Force Raptor has made life hell for outlaw bikie gangs and is responsible for more than 5,000 arrests in the past decade. They've also laid more than 12,000 charges, seized 1,700 illegal firearms, and shut down more than 50 clubhouses.
But that's not all that Google uncovers. It also finds articles alleging stalking and intimidation by the police unit. It finds serious misconduct. A team member known as Raptor 13, who was recently put on restricted duties for threatening two Muslim women. And it finds videos of aggressive and confrontational encounters with members of the public.
It's just been a disaster.
Mike Kennedy is a former detective from the New South Wales Police Force. He spent much of his service as an undercover cop working in organised crime and is now a senior lecturer at the University of Western Sydney.
There's no local, there's no national and there's no international evidence that zero tolerance as a principal operational strategy is successful or that it works.
Dr. Kennedy says it's nonsense to suggest gang numbers in New South Wales have dramatically dropped over the past decade.
How would you know? They're not required to pay a fee to be a member of the gang and register with government.
And as for Mr. Bridges' references to reports that the bikies have been driven near extinction,
he needs to pull his head out of whatever it's stuck in, because it simply isn't the case. People don't stop being members of groups just because they've been arrested. They go into jail, they reinforce themselves, they come out, they get more of a reason to remain in the group they're in. I just think he's living a dream if he's thinking that, you know, and I'm not a bleeding heart liberal.
Dr. Kennedy says groups like Strike Force Raptor ultimately turn the public against the police. People view the authorities as unreasonable and refuse to cooperate with other investigations.
If the public doesn't trust you, and if the organised crime community doesn't trust you to do your job, you haven't succeeded. All you've done is driven the problem underground, which is what no one wants.
The proposal is not yet official National Party policy. The opposition is still sounding out the idea with the public. But historically, such tough-on-crime rhetoric has been popular with voters. To that, Dr. Kennedy sounds a final cautionary note.
Might get him into office. The problem is it's also going to get him out of office in the long term.
From Parliament for Checkpoint, Craig McCulloch.